Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The first baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Blair picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blair. Horta scores. May goes all the way around to score. Henderson moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball towards right. Fuller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fuller. Henderson scores. Melton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Horta steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander spins and fires to second, with Bellinger covering, and Horta is picked off. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Dent. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritsch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Rich Gossage now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Sharp goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.